in Gerald TR. Mobile.
W2T.
Oh, you rusty. Got out in the traffic here. I'll give you three guesses.
Hey, going to the grocery store or to the doctor's office? One of the two.
Grocery store, thankfully. Oh, let me turn this radio down. Going to Aldi's and then over to Walmart's. I only need some rubber bands from over there, but that's about it. I've been forgetting them for about a month now. So I'm going to make a purposeful trip over there, I guess you'd say. Boy, I'm telling you, Lake Cunningham is up. The dock is about under the water here, Rusty. How's your day?
I grabbed the microphone. Just doing a bunch of stuff around the house today, trying to get things caught up and, doing some cleaning, doing some stuff, hanging some stuff up, putting some stuff down, things like that all over the house today, and trying to get a few things more done here to clean stuff up that I've had a gathering here and trying to get it all together. So anyway, I hollered for you earlier, but you didn't answer. I hollered, oh gosh, I hollered about 10 o'clock this morning for you, and you obviously weren't up yet.
I was up at 7, but sat there and watched a little TV and drank a couple cups of coffee and ate a cookie or two. And it was about 10 o'clock before we had our breakfast. And Bernice had that great big egg, and it was a double yolker, nothing extremely unusual. But I just didn't have the radio on until it was probably 10 o'clock or a little bit after, Rusty, something like that.
Yeah, it was about 10 after 10 when I hollered at you this morning to see if you were alive and see what you were up to. So anyway, I got to go out and find me one of these things that I can keep charged up to use to start the car and everything. I got to see what people got around here. I got to see where things are and see what's available. Because I need something like that occasionally to keep with me if I have the car doesn't want to start. And all I could use something like that this morning because the battery charger that I used to have out in my shed, it's gotten all damaged and it doesn't work. So I can't use it, kind of use it as a jump off point. But, I have to look and see what I can find.
The older battery chargers are really simple. They're not too bad at all. If you pop the lid off of it, I don't know what kind of damage there is to it. But usually they're just a transformer and a bridge rectifier and very little else. But you might look inside of it, and the mud daubers like them too, I'm sure. But that is a really great tool to have. And I'm pretty sure that Sam's would have them, although I can't say that for sure. I know Costco's has got them, but I don't know what the price is now, with everything going up about a third. I get $59 for ours a year or so ago.
I'm going to leave out of here in a little bit and run out to Sam's and see what they've got, and also go around to Advance Auto Parts and see if they've got something there too that, you would think they would carry something like that. I don't really want a charger. I want one of these units I can keep charged up, and I just go out there and connect it to the battery and jump the car off and go from there,
Oh, 8 or 10 inches long and maybe 3 inches thick. And everything's included. It's got short jumper cables on it. And you just turn it on, hook it to the battery, and it'll tell you on the LCD, it'll say start the car. And immediately when the car starts, I used to leave the jumpers on them for just a little bit. But it tells you immediately remove them so you won't back feed into it, I guess. And I don't see how that would be with diodes in the line. But it tells you to remove that. be taken off immediately, and your alternator should keep it excited and running. But that kind's the best, and I'm sure you'll pay a premium if you go to Advanced Auto compared to Sam's or Costco's. If Sam's don't have them, I could meet you over at Costco's or something over there sometime, and we could pick you one up there, because they're usually really reasonable. Although, like I said, I don't know what they cost now.
Well, like I said, I'm going to run out a little bit and go looking and all, and then see what I'm going to do for lunch today. But various and sundry things like that.
Taco Tuesday was yesterday. Wow, something's happened here. Good Lord. And they just about got the intersection blocked. I hope that truck don't pull out there, fella. Please don't block that intersection. We need to get through there. We're down the road from Dave Watson's here at 291, and a box truck is pulling out there and going to block everything where we can't get through either. I hope you don't do that. It's an 0-2-R.
Pull out there, and let me go see if I can finish up a couple of things I'm trying to get done here, and then I can get out the door so I can go. I want it before the lunchtime crowd gets all out there. I want to run up to Sam's and go around from there. And the barbecue place I go, Shane's Rib Shack, they're offering a special today. They've got a lunch special for Valentine's Day that you can get a half a rack of ribs and a side and a drink for $10. So, I thought that's what I'd go look into and for lunch today.
Well, that sounds really reasonable and delicious. Okay, I'll let you go, Rusty. We made it across the intersection here anyways. Must have been an accident up the ways. I've never seen that block this time of day. And we're heading on the downhill stretch to Wade Hampton. W2T and 0TR73s. Have a good day, Rusty.
All right, I'll talk to you later, W2T.